Adam Kinzinger's PAC endorses pro-impeachment Lisa Murkowski, 6 Democrats. By Christina Wong on October 11, 2022. Representative Adam Kinzinger, RELS Political Action Committee, Country First, on Tuesday announced its endorsements for the 2022 midterms, which were essentially a slate of people running against Trump-endorsed candidates, including 6 Democrats, according to a press release. Kinzinger, who opted not to run for re-election after voting to impeach former President Donald Trump, said in a statement, "Now more than ever, it's critical we elect leaders up and down the ballot who are loyal to the Constitution and willing to be a bulwark for democracy, regardless of their political party affiliation. We must set partisan politics and ideology aside in order to preserve our nation's democracy and demand accountability in our leaders. I'm proud to endorse this slate of candidates that are ready to put our country and the American people first," he added. Kinzinger's PAC endorsed Senator Lisa Murkowski, RAK, who also voted to impeach Trump. Her opponent has been endorsed by Trump, and continues to help perpetuate the big lie that the 2020 election was stolen, the PAC said in the press release. She is running against Trump-endorsed candidate Kelly Chibica. The PAC also endorsed independent Evan McMullen, who unsuccessfully ran for president against Trump in 2016 but is currently running for the U.S. Senate in Utah. His opponent, U.S. Senator Mike Lee, R., has been endorsed by Trump, and continues to fuel conspiracy theories that the 2020 election was stolen, the release said. The PAC also endorsed Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger for re-election against Democrat Bea Wynn. As the top election official in Georgia, he overcame tremendous pressure from Donald Trump and his supporters to find enough votes to declare Trump the winner, the release said. Kinzinger's PAC also endorsed 2 Democrats who are running for governor. The Democrats include Josh Shapiro, who is running against Republican Doug Mastriano for governor of Pennsylvania, and Katie Hobbs, who is running against Republican Carrie Lake for governor of Arizona. And the PAC is also endorsing 4 Democrats for secretaries of state in Arizona, Nevada, Minnesota, and Michigan who are running against Trump-endorsed or pro-Trump Republicans. Lastly, it is endorsing 3 independent or Republican U.S. House candidates in Arizona, Connecticut, and Minnesota. The PAC claims it has more than 200,000 grassroots members. Country First is a cross-partisan movement that belongs to reasonable people of goodwill from all parties and of none. While we may not agree on every policy, we believe in working together to defend democracy, stand for truth, solve problems, and mend divisions, the press release said. Interestingly, listed as a press contact on the Country First press release is Sarah Matthews, the former deputy press secretary in the Trump White House who testified in July in front of the Democrat-led Select Committee investigating January 6. Kinzinger, a member of that committee, had praised Matthews' testimony. The Washington Examiner's Gabe Kaminsky tweeted, "She testified in July. How long has she been employed by Country First?" Breitbart News sent a query to Matthews, who responded, "I left my position as communications director for the House Select Climate Committee Republican staff in September to join a firm where I do communications consulting for a variety of clients." She added, "I began my work with Congressman Kinzinger's PAC, Country First, in mid-September. In no way was my testimony before the January 6 committee in July influenced by my current association with Country First." Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter, Truth Social, or on Facebook.